We're here with Leah Kirchman, big winner at the 2017 Grand Prix Gatineau. Leah, you've had some good success at this race in the past. Take us through what happened today and how you felt.
Sure. So I started the day, optimistic, and as a team, with Team Canada, we believed that we had a super strong roster and that we could win the race. Originally, we wanted to make it a hard and aggressive race, especially through the two laps of the park, and we wanted to make the Camp Fortune climb hard. The first time we set a hard pace, just to get people tired, and then unfortunately the second time up we wanted to force a selection, but my derailleur kind of exploded on the base of the climb, and so then we had to completely change our plans. But the team was amazing. They came and brought me back to the group, and then from there we reassessed coming into the circuits. The first few circuits were pretty aggressive, but we just made sure we had all the moves covered and even initiated some ourselves. Coming into the last couple laps, it seemed like teams really wanted to keep it together for a sprint, and we were also okay with that, and the team was committed to setting me up in the best possible way.
Was that thought out beforehand as well?
It was, yeah. Our first plan was to be aggressive and then go from there, or we said if it was going to come to a sprint, then we would sprint for me. It was amazing coming into the finish, like where the team has just come together today. We don't normally race together.
Right.
The girls did an amazing job just staying patient, and we used other teams as long as possible. And then coming into coming down the long straight, Catherine and Sarah were able to maintain position, and then Carol Ann drove it through the roundabout. Kirsten and I lost a few positions there, but then we were able to make it up in the final corner, and Kirsten was just able to deliver me with a lot of speed, and so much speed that she still finished second. So.
Wow. So going into the last lap, I mean, the team just kind of all came together at that point, and you guys talked in that last lap and set it up that way, or was this something that, I mean, I know you guys don't ride together, so how do you practice that?
We had talked about it before the race.
Okay.
And then also in the race, we communicated how we're feeling, and ideally, I said where I would like to be, and just communicated and trusted each other, and then it worked out for the best.
So at the beginning of the day, though, did you think you were going to be able to pull this off? Did you feel strong?
Honestly, I was feeling the effort from the time trial last night.
It was a good time trial, too.
Yeah, thank you. But so I definitely felt that a little bit in my legs. But I also know that I can always sprint, and I was confident with such a strong team around me that I could still pull off the win in the end.
So what's next for you?
I head back to Europe tomorrow, actually, to meet back up with my team, and then I'll do the Women's Tour of Britain, and then come back for Nationals.
Is this your first year, like, living in Europe and being in that environment?
Last year was my first year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And how has that gone, like, from the time that you went over there? Is it a big change?
It does take some adjusting, too. I think I'm really fortunate with the team that I'm with, that they're aware that it is hard as a North American, that we spend a lot of time away from our family, and
right.
We are living in a foreign country. Yeah. But I'm really fortunate to be surrounded by such an awesome team that I feel really at home there.
Great, and you've had some great results over there as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're back, I guess, again for the Canadian Championships next in Canada?
Yep.
Okay, well, good
luck.
I'll
be back in Ottawa and Gatineau for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So good luck going forward, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.